You're listening to the best of the New Day. Feel the power on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Live from a Zoom call emanating from Atlanta, Georgia, Lando Lakes, Florida, and Hackensack, New Jersey. It's the New Day.
Hackensack.
Take it away, guys.
Damn you, Dan.
Why
damn
Hackensack? You.
Hackensack, Jersey.
See, because his reaction.
Whoa, okay. Jersey, bro?
Okay.
What do you want to say about Jersey?
Go ahead.
I feel like it's a weekly thing now. You know, I don't want to say anything about Jersey.
Well,
you
if the podcast is weekly, within 52 weeks, we can make sure that you're not welcome in any state.
Right. A man with no home.
Only about 50 states. So yeah, we can do it in 52 weeks for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. And then the extra two can be you pleading your case for somewhere in the states. And then your second one, when it's not taken, pleading your case to everywhere overseas.
Essentially digging myself in deeper. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that'll work. No, yeah. I got friends in Jersey. We always just go back and forth about, you know, Jersey versus Boston, et cetera. And, you know, it's all good fun. These are not put downs, guys. Okay. It's all good fun. That's all it is, you know, because we go to a lot of states.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft. Tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's, huzzah, a toast to breakfast.
This episode is brought to you by Lucasfilm and Disney Plus, presenting an all-new Star Wars series, The Acolyte. Stream the 2-episode premiere June 4th and witness an investigation into a shocking crime spree where secrets will emerge and no one is safe from the truth. The Acolyte, 2-episode premiere, streaming June 4th only on Disney Plus.
When you say you don't want to be known as a Texan, you don't think people will see, you think they see that as good fun?
Yeah. I feel like now you're bringing it back.
I think it's fun. It's jovial. I'm not saying it in a mean way.
He's the one that went off on Hackensack, New Jersey, and got into this whole state thing. Don't put this on me.
I'm not disgusted. You know what I mean? Like, you can hear my voice. Like, I'm not disgusted, you know? If they were to watch the video, they wouldn't see me, like, you know, vomiting and puking when I'm saying the names of these states. I'm not disgusted. It's good fun. I'm smiling. I'm having a good time, you know? It's good fun. That's what I mean. Some people might feel a certain way about a city, and they just start, you know, their face starts crinkling up, and you can just tell by, if you would have had the volume up, like, oh my God, something disgusting is going on. That's not what I'm doing. You know, I'm smiling. If the volume was off when, you know, you looked at me, you'd say, wow, this dude's having a good time. This dude is jovial. What's it about? Let me turn the volume up and, you know, good fun. So there's a big difference. It's all good fun. That's what I mean.
Right. I think this is all Dan's fault. Dan has just weekly now been putting you in a position where you have to apologize at the podium.
Yeah.
For the things that you've done.
Just a confession.
At the beginning of every week. So we scrapped the weird sound intro for a, hey, Kofi, apologize for your sins intro.
Yeah.
Much better. Much better.
And it's, well, speaking of which, I was actually going to say this because, you know, E got a couple tweets, and I think it was like 2 tweets, and we changed the whole entire intro. Right? You got 2 tweets. So I got 2 tweets as well.
Oh, and who are you, by the way? When are we into who we are?
Well, should we get to that before the intros? I mean, because we might need to do this intro all over. We might need to reset. Okay. Right. So let me just go ahead and read this right here. Now, hold on a second. Now, this is from Eddie_Eddie313. Hey, man, Kofi, Big E, and Austin Creed wins. Who do I speak to about getting the old open back on the hashtag New Day pod? Hashtag doo-doo Dan just doesn't cut it. And it doesn't hit the same. That's what it said. Eddie_313 is one who said it. That wasn't even me. That was him. And then on Instagram, 313. That's Detroit, right? Detroit. Yeah, 8 Mile. He's on the 8 Mile, just, you know, spitting like Eminem. And now I'm fairly certain this is the same person. This was on Instagram. I'm fairly certain it's the same person because he hashtagged Doodoo Dan again. But that's neither here nor there. 2 tweets is 2 tweets. 2 messages is 2 messages. This is requests.
No.
So on Instagram, the 2nd_JEH. Who do I speak to about hashtag doo-doo Dan doing the opening for the New Day pod? We need the old open. So now what do we do?
You just read the same message twice because it's on different.
It wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. It's on different platforms.
But the content is the same.
It might have been the same person with the hashtag doo doo Dan. I'm leaning towards it might have been the same person, but that's neither here nor there to me. He put the effort in complaining on not one, but two platforms. So now that holds some weight because he is really upset. So now I don't know if, I mean, now we probably have people who like the doo doo Dan intro, you know, and people who like the old intro. So what I propose is maybe we do the intros at the same time.
That's a horrible idea.
At the same time.
And we please everybody. Dan does his thing, you know. He gets my city wrong every time. And Woods is through it all. So yeah. I'm just trying to figure out solutions because I want everybody to be happy. Like I said, I want this to be good fun.
I thought you were going to suggest putting up a poll, which is a better idea.
Yeah. That's actually a much better idea. That's probably a more civil way to do it. And we'll probably, maybe do that. But I don't know.
But I'm curious as to hear how you would have wanted to do this intros at the same time situation.
Just a suggestion.
Just jumbled words all over each other that no one can understand?
Well, the words themselves wouldn't be jumbled. I think that when you articulated them, you'd be saying them and it'd be clear. But the fact that it was on top of the other words might have been a little bit difficult to hear. Yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm referring to, Kof.
Okay, well, I didn't know. I see. That's what I'm trying to figure out. When you say jumbled words, maybe you're talking about, I don't know what you mean by that.
And was that the only tweet that you got about it?
That was the only tweet and the only message on Instagram. But like I said, it was multiple messages. It was multiple. It wasn't just one. It was two. Well, somebody is very upset. So,
Kofi, can you send me their handles? Because they're going to be disqualified from gas apps in the future.
A good call.
I'm just saying, you know, let's bring all the concerns to the table. And everybody has a voice. So you get on the soapbox and we'll hear you out. And apparently you guys don't like the idea of doing all the intros at the same time. The poll might be a good idea. Or maybe we leave it alone. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm going to assume you just got off the plane. You just got home. You rushed here. I'm going to assume that your brain was scrambled by the air, you know, the recycled air in the cabin.
It's some of the best air on those planes, by the way. The HEPA filters are very high tech on the planes. Everybody know that, you know?
They get that air from the mountains. They collect it in big bags and just bring it down and put it on the airplane and say, oh, only circulate this good spring air.
You know? This flight will be delayed. We couldn't get the good air on there. The guy's coming down from Terminal B with the good air. He's going to fill the plane with the good air. I was breathing the best air.
Clearly. Are we going to get to who we are, by the way?
You got a voice. You could start.
Yeah. So we're not redoing the intro? Just
No, we are okay. Not.
Just want to confirm. I am Austin Creed.
And I am Kofi Kingston.
Now you get your 40 minutes.
It's not 40
minutes. Can we get to my part? Is Kofi done? Can I get the beginning?
It's all of our parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. It's a big
yes.
day.
First
it's
of all, I was day. The one who made a big point of emphasis months ago about distinguishing who we are to the people who might not know who we are. Might be a first time listening. That's all. Anyways, my name is Biggie, and it has come to my attention that I think on this day, I don't know if this is true because I'm too lazy to actually do the research, but the day where we're recording this is Tuesday, February 23rd. It's not the day it drops. But I was told today is the anniversary of the first time I came out on TV and I was stripped butt naked, metaphorically. I was metaphorically disrobed, unclothed, much like the time in FCW where, I don't know, this is a
story from developmental. That's my favorite story.
Now you got us.
Well, it's a long story. Have we not talked about this before?
No, I don't think so.
No, we gotta get Jorge on here to talk about it soon.
Do we need to get Dutch, I guess. So there's not much to the story. So we used to have these practice matches in FCW. And for some reason, Bobby Dutch, God bless him. What is he working as now?
Bill Carr,
yes. A lovely man. Very entertaining. He was great for the locker room. He would do weird things like we had this one show at a fair and they had sandwiches and the sandwiches, instead of bread, they used donuts. And what was it, burgers?
I feel like you've never seen a Krispy Kreme burger.
I can't remember exactly what it was. It's just a donut burger.
So this is a regular Do you not attend fairs regularly?
No.
That's a serious question, because you always talk about how Florida is the South. It's more South than Georgia. No, if you're in the South, you're going to fairs. But
you could have stopped at attend. I don't attend anything.
Okay, fair. All right, well, yeah, at fairs, it's a regular thing to just have the hyper-cholesterol food. So like they'll deep fry Oreos and all that good stuff. But they'll do Krispy Kreme donut on top, Krispy Kreme donut on the bottom, and then a full like cheeseburger in the middle. You can have bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, like whatever you want. Sorry, continue.
It was very decadent, but he would do things like that. I think he housed it for the boys, just for the boys' amusement. There's also a thing with like M&Ms, a bunch of M&Ms.
We had an 8-man tag match, and we had, like, for some reason, it may have been like right after Halloween or something, but we had these enormous bags of M&Ms, like the whatever, not even like the ones where the M&Ms are in little packages, like loose M&Ms in an enormous like gallon bag. We put them all in the bowl, and there would always be people who would try to get him to eat stuff, just do dumb things. And so he'd be like, no, I got this. And he ate, I don't know, like 19,000 helpings of M&Ms, it seemed like, just shoveling them, just because it's funny, we're having a good time. But then we have the match, and this match is outdoors and it's hot. And so what our team decides to do, and Sin Cara, Jorge, was on our team, he's in the ring with Dutch, and he picks him up and airplane spins him, and he won't stop, and he just spins, spins. And then he looks to us, and he sets, as he tags one of us, and as he puts him down, we pick him up and we spin him and spin him and spin him. And so he got spun probably like, I don't know, like 3 minutes of spinning for him right after eating all these M&Ms, and just went under the ring and puked and came back. And it was like, that's the funny wrestler joke. We're real nice to each other out there. And it gets even worse with E story.
It's very cruel, by the way. It's very cruel what you've done to that man.
I didn't do anything.
Anyways, the story is Bill Carr and I, he wrestled as Bobby Dutch in FCW. We had a series of maybe like 2 to 3 practice matches where Dr. Tom would just put us in the ring together. And these practice matches were fairly loose, let's say that. You just kind of get in there. I don't even know if we had time to talk about it before. But anyways,
no.
We just get in the ring and you have a match in front of the boys. And I can't remember how the first couple matches started, but eventually... he was the heel. So when I was, in jeopardy as the good guy, as the face, he would pants me. You know, we're not out there in gear. We're wearing shorts. We're wearing T-shirts. And that's about it. You know, we just practice stuff. And that would be it. You know, and it would have popped the boys. It would, that's why we do this all. Yes, Austin, your hand is raised.
So I remember how this started, because Norman had shown us something where if you put the guy in the corner, and then you, the ref's making you back up. If you pull the guy's knee pad down as you're backing up, now he's got to pull that up and then you can hit him. And so, so Bill did that to you, but with your shorts. And then he tried to get it every match that you guys had. And then it evolved into this.
Right. So it's eventually, I want to say this is the third time we have this match. Evidently there was a grand conspiracy against me. There was a plot, because we do the same thing. At one point, I am pantsed, and then 20 people rush the ring at once. The entire class rushes the ring, and they're all like, they dogpile on top of me, trying to further strip me, until Sin Cara, and mind you, this may be funny to some now, it was not even remotely funny to me at the time. This man, so I have a reputation, and rightfully earned, for being very frugal. So I had on a pair of drawers that were a little old. You know, they probably had some holes in them.
They're religious.
They were ready to go. They're ready to go, you know? It didn't take much pulling.
By normal standards.
And actually, I think at the time I was wearing the bikini cut drawers, you know, because I could put them under my gear too, and they don't show too much. But anyways, I had the bikini cut drawers on. And I'm out here in just these volleyball knee pads, which are my sister's volleyball knee pads. My sister had these, because I'm cheap. I'm not trying to buy some knee pads if I don't need to. So I got these old white volleyball knee pads from like her middle school volleyball years. Mind you, my sister at the time was only like a couple years younger than me. So she like, these knee pads have to be at least 6-7 years old. I got these knee pads on. I got my little short black boots on. And I don't care, remember, my shirt might have been off already at the time.
It was.
Yeah, my shirt was off at the time. And so when I'm pantsed, all I got on is the bikini. The bikini
he's fully pants, by the way. It's not like the shorts came down. Like in this instance, the shorts came off, and that's when we all lost our minds.
Right. They're at my ankles, if not completely off my body. So I'm just wearing the bikini cut drawers, my sister's middle school volleyball knee pads, and my little
shorts. Which short are so tight. Boots. They have to be cutting off in relation to your calves. They have to be so tight.
It wasn't that bad. So all these people that I supposedly call coworkers, who I thought I had an affinity with, people that I thought I, you know, had a modicum of rapport with, they all rushed the ring. There was clearly a plan. And you scoffed when I said conspiracy, but there was clearly a plan. It didn't feel organic. It wasn't a, hey, let's all jump in. It was a tactical charge. It's like they had walkies at once.
No, and they it said, was just Jorge.
Nah, it was everybody. Everybody was in the ring.
Everybody
was in the ring. And then Jorge comes in. And that's the reason why, because I couldn't even get away or anything because everyone dogpiled me. This man, Jorge, grabs my little bikini drawers and strips them off my body.
You have to explain. You have to give it. He didn't like strip them, like pull them down. He went to grab them and his fingers got caught in them like brass knuckles because there's all these holes. And when he tried to get his hand out because he thought they were getting trapped because they were getting stuck in these holes and he pulled away, the shorts ripped off of your torso. So they didn't get pulled down. The shorts were all, the underwear were already were at the off. Point where they were like disintegrating, E. You should not have been wearing these. These should have been in a dumpster. These should have been buried. You should not have had these on at any point in time, especially when you're only wearing shorts on top of it. You could have knocked somebody out doing a leapfrog, dude. That's dangerous. Funny. Or ripped them off your body.
Funny how you victim blame. Funny how I'm the problem. My draws are my draws. My body, my draws.
You're putting your opponent at risk by not wearing the correct undergarments.
What's the risk? Uniform. Explain the risk to me.
I just said it. Somebody could get knocked out. You're doing a leapfrog. You got things hanging, dangling.
Yes. So
his hand got caught in them. That's the injury.
My underwear, which I purchased, and you should have PayPal'd me. He should have Venmo'd me. The expense. I did purchase them.
You had them since fourth grade?
No. They were a couple years old, but they were purchased in my adult years. So as I'm dogpiled and unable to defend myself, this man rips the underwear from my body. It's useless now. And now I am no longer wearing the underwear, clearly. So I have just my sister's middle school volleyball knee pads on. And my little short boots.
It was like, you know, what's the tanning stuff? Is it copper tone? The dog and the little one. It was like that for a second. And then when it came off, it was like time stopped. Everyone was like, and he is standing there. You know, in a cartoon when somebody gets their pants taken off, their hands just cover up their crotch and their legs are all tight together. It was like that. And we were like, what do we do? But Jorge knew. He knew he had just messed up. And Jorge took off. Then how much do you think you weighed then, E?
I was only between 255 and 275, somewhere
around. And I've never seen that much weight move that fast in my life.
I can't tell you. That might have been the last time. No, not the last time. That was another time. The amount of rage I felt immediately. So I said, I'm going to kill this man. I had murder on my mind. That was what was on my mind.
And you panic.
Butt naked.
Naked with murder on my mind. That's an album.
I want to have a little bit of decency. So I'm pretty sure I use my right hand and I'm holding, you know, my deal just to make sure it's not flopping in the breeze.
Yeah.
Because I got nothing to keep it in place right now.
Chasing him with
so I'm chasing him as fast as I possibly can. As fast as possible. Because it's not like, hey, I'm going to chase him and like, and clinch him. I'm trying to chase him. To demolish him, to remove him from his consciousness. That is my goal at the time. So this man, and Jorge's not a bad athlete, you know, and he's running around. We're in, this is the room where we would hold shows, but we would have our practice matches there. And I don't know where everyone else is. You know, it's probably like one of those moments, you know, when you're in the zone or when time slows. Like, it's one of those things. I don't know what else was going on around me, but I'm chasing this man as fast as humanly possible. As fast as I can. And I can't remember how it culminated. He got away. And I eventually realized, like, nothing good is going to come from actually catching him. So, thankfully, you know, we often had classes with some of the other women in them. For some reason, I remembered on that day, there were no other women. So it was just, I know Norman was there. And then, the you know, just the bunch of the boys who betrayed me. And and formed a conspiracy against me. I wish I had taken note of everyone in the ring that day. But yes, I eventually started to calm down a little bit. My only other memory afterwards was Norman Smiley saying something. I forgot what he said. He had a little preamble before, but he said, "Hey, at least we know you have a nice ass." And you know what? At the time, I was like, "All right, I'll take it. I'll take it."
He's like, "Yeah, yeah, you know okay.
You're right. You're right.
I'll take it."
Let me lean into this a little bit.
But I will say, Leo Kruger, Adam Rose, at the time, that was my dog. We were very close. He was upset for me too. And we were plotting. And at one point, I remember us discussing, he mentioned pouring sugar in his gas tank.
Oh my God.
It was awesome.
I gotta imagine too, like, just with his accent too, it's like some real, like, super villains. We pour some sugar in his gas tank. Yeah, it's just like
and
real.
This is not right after. Like, we have time to calm down. This is later in the day. Practice is done. And I see him at the apartment complex. What was the apartment complex everyone stayed at around the corner?
Camden something.
Yeah, it was Camden. So we saw him at Camden. This is definitely after practice. I can't remember if it was at Camden. It was after practice. And I remember us plotting. And for a second, and I'm really not a person to hold on to grudges or be vengeful, but I was still so angry at the time. I was contemplating the pros and cons of pouring sugar in this man's gas tank. Eventually I calmed down and, you know, we moved on. And I purchased my boots from Jorge. We have a much better relationship now.
What a turnaround.
But yes,
what a turnaround.
It was. But at the time, that was, I'll just say traumatic. Not really traumatic. I just remember being very, very angry. And like I said, murder was on my mind. I was stripped butt naked in front of my peers. Who once again, all conspired against me to make
it was as so like when you, if you say it just like, hey, he got stripped naked at practice. It's like, what the hell happened? But like being there for the whole story and it all breaking down, like it makes so much sense that the culmination of you being stripped naked fits perfectly into that ending spot that it's totally, that it was totally fine at the time.
If I'm being objective, I couldn't think of a better way to culminate our series of practice matches.
Yeah.
If the heat is him pantsing me, I guess the culmination should be me being but naked, I suppose.
Which is so crazy because in its own right, like that's the lesson of what wrestling actually is. Yeah. You build on what you have to make sure your audience has a great time. And as far as practice matches goes, that's like top three practice matches for me.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. 'Tis crunchy yet soft. 'Tis filling yet has a hole. 'Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's, huzzah, a toast to breakfast.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So I didn't like this match, but it's on there for me because it's the only time I've ever done this. Whoever was there as a coach, they said, who in here thinks they're really, really good? And I immediately raised my hand and Connor immediately raised his hand. And he goes, cool, hour long Broadway. And I was like, it's 8:30 in the morning. I just woke up. And so we started wrestling and we're like 10 minutes in. He goes, 10 minutes gone, 50 remain. And I was like, wait, we're really doing this for an hour and everyone hated it, watching it so much. We hated doing it. That was his first match back from coming back from having his back broken.
Oh yeah.
So like, it was just like a terrible experience, but like a good situation for to think about later.
Sir, what is a Broadway, sir?
A Broadway. So you go to no finish. Nobody wins.
Yes. And Connor broke his back at a live event. We used to not have pads down. I think it was like a gym floor or something. And he took a back bump from the ring to this hard floor. Not like he didn't get a hand down or anything. Just, and I remember hearing the thud. I remember being on the other side of the ring and just hearing the thud. And it was not at all surprising that he broke his back.
Because we watched that tape as we would do the match review stuff, and we're like, okay, so this sucks. This is when Conor got hurt, but like, let's see and break down and see what happened and see how we can like make sure this doesn't happen for you guys later or whatever. And I remember just hearing that noise on the tape was like, my God.
Was that the plan? Did he plan on, or did he like miss?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Oh, I too remember. Remember at the time, his entrance, he would jump as high as he could into the air and take these back bumps.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd
throw his body around. Like, yeah.
Yeah, he would.
He'd throw his body around.
Great, but I was now thinking about it being old and whatnot. I don't want to.
I'd say the number one practice match that I had seen. And again, to reiterate, when E's explaining practice matches, they would just say, two people, get in the ring, let's go. And then you go for like 8-10 minutes. The best one I've seen was Paige versus Rowan, because like they like fought each other at 9 a.m. and it was like, it was, that's one of the best matches I've ever seen live. I'm gonna just say that match was incredible. It was so good. Because you think like, okay, the size difference, whatever, but she was like beating him down, grabbing his beard and punching him. She got on his back for a sleeper, and it's like, oh, this is cool. And then when he flung her off, it just looked so gross. So
that's good times from development.
Rowan pulled no punches either. Rowan would be, he wasn't afraid to be physical. Even oftentimes we'd have practice matches with the women, and I had one with Shaw Guerrero, and I was doing the Vader at the time, you know, the big like running. Instead of a clothesline, it's like a body attack. And I remember, because I'm just used to like, you know, a little bit bigger dudes who would take it and just take the bump there. But I remember kind of like still doing it in half motion, but I give it to her and she's kind of around the middle of the ring. I remember her like flying back and it like hitting her head against the ropes. And just this moment, because she's the sweetest human being, just incredible. And I just remember like, this is, I was just always so wary about having matches with the women and hurting them. But of course, you know, they're tough.
Yeah. That's so, when we were down there, so Beth Phoenix had like come back from injury or something and she was kind of working out. And so, like I got pegged to come and like wrestle with her for whatever, to kind of get her back in ring shape. And so same thing. I was like, oh, just super light. Like, oh, I don't want to anything. And she stopped. She goes, don't do that to me.
Yeah.
I was like, do what? She's like, don't baby me. I'm a pro wrestler too. And I was like, all right, cool, let's go. And then we just had these like knockout, drag out matches and it was freaking awesome.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, Beth is incredible. And yeah. That's kind of, it's a slap in the face to, you're a woman, so I'm not going to work me.
Like, and you don't mean it like that. You're just like trying to like be respectful, but then you're being too respectful. Yeah. And it's like, no, like this is my profession too. And I'm like, yes, ma'am. I will 100% respect you. Like, let's have this match. I'm sorry.
You better.
Yes.
you don't want to piss her off.
We got off on that 20-minute tangent, and I'm going to go back to the reason we started talking about that is because on this day, I think 7 years ago,
I see clearly.
Stop it. I was stripped. Again, not the day this launches, so this will be dated. But anyways, February 23rd, apparently people are telling me that is the anniversary of the day that I was stripped butt naked, much like Bobby Dutch and Sin Cara and all those who colluded against me. I was stripped naked of my name. I was stripped naked. So I don't know really what the point is. I lost it by now, but that's, I'm Big E. I'm Big E.
Is there ever a point? Oh yeah, I was introducing myself.
And that's all we have for today, folks. Thanks for listening.
After you were begging for us to get to the point where we introduce ourselves, you've now introduced yourself 47 minutes in.
Stop it.
Me stop, you stop.
I used to, so yes. Langston no more, but I'm going to.
The pictures that I saw, it was like a picture of you from a pay-per-view, and then it was you at like Elimination Chamber and you weren't Langston anymore.
Yeah.
Something like that. You could actually like book in the days. That's crazy.
Did you see, you could see the difference in my spirit, right? You could see that. My shoulders were hunched over more after it was just Big E, right?
Yeah. It's weird. I could also see like a change in your body. Like you were eating your emotions. You just got bigger. And then once you realize, you know what, I can get past this and you know?
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, for the video gamers out there, when Shang Tsung hits his finisher and he takes your soul, and that's what you look like after, you know?
Bam. Soulless. Why'd you make that face, E?
I didn't like what you said. That's why.
What? I'm trying to add to the lore of you coming out of not having your last name anymore.
Right. Yeah, thanks. Great job. Very well done.
There were some amazing memes.
Yeah.
Were there?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I just still happen to have one right here. Where they have...
That's not what I was doing. That's not what I was doing.
What?
They said I fat shamed E.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I didn't want to make a big deal of it, but Dara is very much correct. That was what happened.
Oh, wow.
How is that a fat shame?
Let's move on.
Okay. I mean, well, okay, hold on. I get your apology now. Let him apologize for what he did. You know?
I don't know what I did. I can't apologize. I said, how did I fat shame? And then you said, move on. So I don't know. Eating his feelings?
Yeah.
Is that not a thing that everyone does when they get depressed? They eat their feelings and then they come out of it? Is that not a normal depression thing?
Wow. Okay, you're just not going to apologize. No. You hurt his feelings. Sorry. What happened to your face?
Let's get to the gas ups, I think. Let's get to the gas ups. maybe you should gas me up. You know, maybe you should start with that.
I don't know what I did.
Oh, Dan.
Yes?
Hit us with some gas ups, sucker.
Oh, a gas up? All right.
Yeah.
I've got one here from Shutdown DLB, and he says, I need a gas up for when I run out of gas after work. If I finish work at 3 p.m., it's hard to get into anything, especially in these pandemic times. I don't want my tank on E mid-afternoon.
Mm. First of all, what's wrong with E? That's what I want to know.
Are you sure? Wow. He gas shamed E, everybody. An apology. Sorry, I was blacked out. I didn't even hear the.
I thought it would be over because I kind of checked out when I heard the gas shamed E. That's all I went with, and I forgot the actual gas.
Let's get a reread.
I was just going back over what I said. You're trying to figure out how it was a shameful thing because you talk about that all the time. I can't say it too. Any pictures, you say, "Oh, look how big I was, and look how much better you look now." I can't say it.
Look, I just like to make you feel bad sometimes. That's all.
Yeah, and it's working. Good job.
Thank you. Sorry, Dan. One more time.
I'll cut Woods off here. He's being offensive to everyone. So
I wasn't even talking. You can't cut me off. I wasn't talking, Dan.
Round two. We can edit it so it sounds like.
Okay, go ahead.
Round two, gas up. Coming in from Shutdown DLB. I need a gas up for when I run out of gas after work. If I finish work at 3 p.m., it's hard to get into anything, especially in these pandemic times. I don't want my tank on E mid-afternoon.
Okay. Can't have your tank on E. Can't have that. It's hard to get into anything.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm trying to think. Like, is it going to bed earlier?
Yeah.
Is it getting a meal in at a certain time? There's a lot of factors that go into this, but Kofi, please.
Well, I was going to say I wish he would have included what his actual job was, you know, and that would provide a little bit of insight. But to me, I feel like a lot of people, when they get out of work, it's almost, you know, you should be happy. You know, I'm glad that you are putting everything into your job, man, to the fact where you have nothing left. You have nothing left. So congratulations, kudos, round of applause to you for that. Feel good about that. You know, take pride in the fact that you put everything into your job. A lot of people don't do that, you know, but when you get out, you know, this is the time where you get to do whatever you want, man. And I know you don't have the energy to do it, but especially in these pandemic times, we have found ways to engage and learn a lot of different crafts and all of that. So now you have the time to do that once you get out. So, you know, be happy that you can go on and do whatever you want to do, man. You can do literally anything, man. And even if you want to sleep, you know, you want to rest, you've earned it. You've worked all day. You've worked so hard, man. So, I'm essentially saying hey, don't be tired. You know, don't run out of energy. Just have more energy. You know what I'm saying?
But great advice, Kof.
Yeah. You gotta, I don't know. Be happy, man. You put in a hard day's work, man. Not everybody does that, you know? Not everybody brings their whole self into their job. For you to do that is an amazing thing. So, you know, pat on the back, man. That's congratulations.
I think that you got to take a few things into account. So we don't know what time you go to bed, what time you wake up, if you eat breakfast, if you take a lunch. So I recommend making sure that as soon as you get up, you get that meal in you before you go to work. And when you go to work, if you don't have lunch there, if you don't have snacks there, bring some snacks with you. Bring some almonds or something. There's that commercial talking about, you know, you need a midday pickup, eat a little bag of almonds, a little 100-calorie bag of almonds, and you're good to go. So by the time you get out at 3 o'clock, you're riding that high and you're about to go do, like Kofi said, whatever your heart desires. But now you got a little bit of a pep in your step to get you going when you get there.
Great advice. I'm struggling with this one, I'll be honest. I'm struggling to add anything beneficial to this.
Yeah, I don't know if I figured you were cooking.
And I was cooking, but it was just water. I was boiling the water and I was hoping I was doing, I'll tell you what I was doing right now. Is I got in the pot. I got the pot and I put the water on and I said, I'm gonna gather all the ingredients and I'm gonna look around the house. But I opened the cupboard door and I looked in and it was empty. I had nothing in my pantry. There was not a thing in there. So the water just kept boiling. And I said, surely while these two gentlemen are talking, I will go to my garage and I guarantee I will find some spaghetti, some macaronis, something to put in this pot. And while you talk, I opened the garage door and there was nothing in there either. There was nothing. I got nothing in this house to put in this water. So what now I have for you, is it DLB? Whatever your name is, sir, I apologize. I think it's DLB. That sounds good to me. I'm going to run with that. All I have for you is boiling water. And I hope, you know, you do something with that because I got nothing for you here, sir. I got nothing.
I thought that you were going to start talking about a stew. Like, was it like Carl Weathers in Curb?
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development. There we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like to give this man some good advice, but I don't. You know, you got low energy. I don't know what to do with that. I really don't.
I mean,
I want to say eat more. You know, maybe that's helpful. I feel like we need a round two.
To the point of, yeah, let us know what your job is. Because if you're like, I sit at my desk and I type stuff throughout the day. It's like, okay, cool. Well, you know, you're straining your back. You're hunched over. You're tired from that. But if you're like, I move boulders for a living. Yeah, you should be tired when you're done. Yeah. We can't help you with that. Like you're supposed to be exhausted.
So that's the prerequisite. Yeah.
If you're engaged in some sort of manual labor, like we really can't do anything. That's right. The whole point of the job is to get tired and get jacked from it and get farm strong. So if that's the case there, then congrats on you being tired, like Kofi said, because now you're leveling up your body, your life. You're putting experience points into that vessel that you have for this moment in time on planet Earth.
You know, when you go to you drive up to the gas station, get to the pump and it has the bag over it. That's me right now. sorry, man. The grocery bag. Sorry, man. Go to the next pump.
Get back in your car. Drive around to the next pump.
Because this one ain't working.
You mad?
Goes to the next one. It's like, hey, this one says diesel. I can't put diesel in my car.
Right. I'm sorry, man. I got a bag over me right now.
All right. If you're out of gas to give, then I've got one for you here. We're gonna shift gears.
Hit me. Michelle says.
My 9-month-old baby and I have listened to your podcast every week as I take her to PT since she was 2 months old. Mm. She needs to sleep. Can you give her a gas down?
Ooh.
Gas down. We're siphoning. Gas. That's what we're doing. Siphon the gas. Siphon.
Every once in a while, when you're driving down the road heading to PT, your car might start sputtering just a little bit. But don't worry, because it's just enough gas to get you where you're going. So make sure you close those eyes and lean that little baby head back into that car seat and let your mind take you off to dreamland while your boys, the new day, give you this gas down.
You know what works for my kids? We have gotten accustomed to having them sleep with a sound machine. You know, we talked about this back in the day. So I'm going to just go ahead and give you about 30 seconds of a. And if you didn't fall asleep there, that's because E, with the biggest lungs on the team here, didn't put anything into it.
Yeah, I don't think you understand. So
we're trying to gas them down.
These machines that they have, they actually help. And we're trying to produce the new day sound, the black noise.
Black noise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I'm a big proponent of these machines. So don't worry.
Black noise machines?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you help this little baby go to sleep?
E? Don't forget to sleep, dude.
Help the baby go to sleep.
I thought it was just you. I didn't know it was a collective effort here.
No.
I was shushing and I was waving you in and you just looked at us like we were crazy.
Like we were.
Come on, embrace.
You're not going to help gas this little baby down?
I'm going to, but not the way that you want me to. Don't force me to.
Okay, you don't want her to be asleep.
Well, you're now altering the gas down energy.
No, this is the energy I'm providing. So I want you to know, little baby, that you have too much energy. You have far too much energy. And consider us the energy vampires. We're here to take all that energy from you. Give us your energy. let us have your energy. Let's get all of it. As you wind down slowly, you don't need that energy. What you gonna do with all that energy? You wanna make noises and wave your little hands around? For what? For why? We're old.
You can't say for why. No, that's a why.
We are old and we need your energy more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
So give it to us.
Oh, this took a bizarre turn. This took a bizarre turn.
Hush, Kof. Hush, Kof, as I take this child's energy. It's mine now.
I don't like this. I'm gonna be upfront with you.
It's mine now. So you lay back and you go to sleep and you dream your baby dreams. And let us have that energy, that baby energy. Gas down. You have officially been gassed down. Good night, little
baby.
That.
I don't like that at all. I never want you to have the opportunity to do that on this podcast again.
Every week. It's going to be every week.
I cannot.
That's so creepy.
Just need more of that.
My kids also listen to the podcast with our nanny. And so it's hilarious because we were cleaning up and I said, hey, bud, we got to clean up before we go to bed. And he goes, can you help me? I said, you made the mess, buddy. So we got to start remembering if you pulled the toys out, you got to clean them up. And he looked at me and this one of the biggest pops that he's given me. He goes, but teamwork makes the dream work. And so I was proud and I helped you clean up.
There you go.
Respect. Yeah. I like the gas downs. In fact, we need more of that. If you have any of y'all out there, if you have a small child who is rambunctious or has too much energy or just simply needs to take a nap, please use hashtag New Day Gas Down. And I will take the energy from that child.
I'm finding the gas down. The way that you're saying, I don't like it. Gas down is great. Love the idea of the gas down.
Yeah, okay.
You do a gas up and a gas down. I don't like you saying you're going to take the baby's energy.
No,
it needs that energy.
No, it doesn't because it's got to sleep. It's got to sleep. And
in order to get what? Energy?
No.
What are you doing, Reggie?
Energy is, what is it? Like entropy and energy cannot be lost, right? It can only be like transferred or whatever. So I'm just saying, if that baby needs to sleep, who better to use all that energy than me?
What are you doing that you need all that baby's energy?
This is not, no.
You said you don't attend things.
This has gone too far.
You don't want to hang pictures on the wall. You don't need that energy. You're hanging out.
I got to work out. I'm trying to stay youthful.
And you already do that.
I'm trying to double my workouts.
What do you think he's been doing
for babies
in his neighborhood?
I walk around the neighborhood and I gas down all these kids.
He goes, oh, that's a cute baby. How are you feeling, baby? Here, take this lollipop and I'll take your energy.
I'm like the Pied Piper, but instead of like getting them up and following me, I'm just whispering sweet nothings, and they just, you know, they take a little nap, and I feel better.
The boogie man.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this week's podcast.
Like I'll breeze past that.
Look, I gotta go. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We appreciate you. If you enjoyed it, which we know you did, stay in the conversation on the socials using hashtag New Day Pod. Tell your friends about it. They can listen to it wherever they listen to their podcast. Just hit that search bar, type in New Day, click the pink picture of the three black guys facing them. That is us. If you're on Apple, make sure you give us that 5-star review because the algorithm will then be good to you boys. I am Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed. Check me out on the YouTubes, up, up, down, down. Check me out, new host of G4, and go to UDDShop.com to get all your up, up, down, down apparel. I'm done.
Yeah, and I am at the True Kofi on the Instagram and at True Kofi on the Twitter.
I am at WWE Big E on Twitter and on Instagram. And you know what? If you want, you can follow me because I have some things that I'm excited about. One is Our Heroes Rock, something that's been a labor of love for me. Feel free to support the Kickstarter, share. The link is in my bio. It's ourheroesrock.org. That'll take you straight to the Kickstarter. It's been a very beautiful start. So thank you for everyone who has supported it. We're doing, if, in case you don't know, it's combining animation, sci-fi, and hip-hop to tell the story of Ruby Bridges, and that's what we want to do with that. Also, make sure to check out the New Day podcast shirt. It's still a thing. You can cop on the Up Up Down Down shop. Go there to grab it, please. Also, watch your boy on Laser Wolf. Seasons 1 and 2 are out there for your choosing. What else do I want to plug? Oh, also, if you would like, you can bid on the Royal Rumble gear, the Brody-inspired gear. All the proceeds go to Food Link New York. Right now we're at $6,700 and we still got much more to go. So hopefully we'll get at least $10,000 to Food Link New York. And I think that's enough plugs for me for now. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And bring your children here.
Come on, man. it's too much.
I'm trying to help them go to sleep.
No. Kofi, remember when we used to talk about on TV saying how we'd fight kids?
Yeah.
So is this
that's
like
way worse?
E lulls them to like no energy.
Don't tell them my technique now. Don't tell them my technique. We don't want them to have any kind of preparation. And this could be the gas down too. Maybe you have a kid who's feeling himself a little bit too much, and you need to bring him. And you say you need to bring you down. Okay, you send us a picture of him. You know,
and just don't have his kid.
Come on. Friends, associates, coworkers, if you need them to be gassed down, they're feeling themselves a little bit too much, you know, I'm more than willing to do that as well.
That's way worse than what I was doing. I'm just trying to get them to sleep. That's all.
You're stealing their energy.
That's it. But the way you say it is very ominous, so it seems dangerous.
No, it's a soothing voice. It's soothing. No,
stealing their energy.
Well, whatever. You soothe people and put them to sleep. Kofi will fight them, and I'll be their psychologist, so I'll just make the check off it. Because all the trauma y'all put them through, I'll talk to them on my couch. So yesterday, Big E's special on the network came out.
Yeah.
So go check it out. At this point in time, we haven't seen it yet because it's not Sunday. And your boys can't get an advanced copy. That's okay, though. Go check out Big E's special on the network. I'm sure it's fantastic. And at this point, we've seen it. The great thing about it is the fact that when WWE talked about it on Twitter earlier yesterday, they had a little picture of just young E in a nice little suit.
Sir.
And all y'all I can know think him. Of
stop it, is, stop
you
it.
Knew, you knew. Had the bow tie. Oh my. Don't tell us now, but I hope that there's footage of that or some kind of preaching as a child on the 24. Hopefully, you know, that's what I'm watching for.
There's not. There's not. There's
you
not.
Don't know. Are you no. sure?
Oh, none exists.
Church, don't you dare. It's hot under these lights. Oh, hot in here. Is it just me?
That's a wrap. Let's shut it down.
Oh, I'm sweating in this suit. Oh.
That's enough.
I can't stand the heat, so I better get out the kitchen. Oh, it's still hot. I'm in the living room. What up? It's getting hot in here. Oh, so take off. Feeling hot. Oh, you need some hot stuff. A hot boy, on fire.
Man, I needed that. All right, thank you guys. We'll catch you next week.